Welcome to Your Life is a Miracle with Mikaeus. Give yourself the gift of a deep breath. I would like to talk about something that is on everyone's hearts right now in this planet. It is the topic of racism. It is another ism. Sexism, racism, homophobia. Ugh. All the ways that we get caught up. All the ways that we forget the way that we are one and the same. All the ways that we take ourselves out from being in presence, from being in the experience of the moment, of connecting each person heart to heart. I'm aware that we have two experiences that we can always have. We can relate at the level of the content, or we can relate at the level of our body. Relating at the level of the body is about tuning into what happens to your body, the feelings you get, and then labeling them as an emotion, and then radically accepting, allowing, if you will, embracing that emotion to be there. It could look something like, I'm having this conversation with a family member about white fragility. I really fucking want to be right. Take a deep breath. This could be a whole podcast about what lives in us around racism, about what lives in our DNA around trauma, around different issues that live in the world, that they exist generationally, and then they trap these feelings, these unfelt, undealt with feelings, trap themselves inside our molecular structure until we do the work to release them. And the work is just accepting the feelings, the awkwardness, the yuckiness, the pain, the sadness, all of it that's there. I'm interested in human beings connecting at the level of the body. Saying, I feel so triggered right now. I want to be right. I want this person to take my opinion and for it to be the right and only thing. So I am not saying that there are not systemic issues to be dealt with. I am not saying that isms do not exist. What I am saying is that you, at the height of your emotional effectivity, are unuseful to anyone. Unuseful to yourself, unuseful to the world, unuseful to any cause or any social change. Going and calling people a racist, a homophobe, is a very difficult way to speak heart to heart. Because then a shield is automatically put up. Just consider how much you want to be right in this moment. Consider that in this vast world, universe, cosmos, that you are connected to everything and everyone. Energy is such. Energy is a scientific fact. It cannot be destroyed or created. It just is. It is all connected to everything. You are all connected to everything. Every cell of your body vibrates. Anyone that you can imagine, be it a bigot, a murderer, a racist, the Dalai Lama, Mother Teresa, Gandhi, your boss, your mother, brother, father, sister, fill in the blank. You have within you very similar desires. A very common denominator. At the base of us all, we all want basically the same things. And when we rest in the triggered, reactive parts of ourself and we argue at the level of content of who is right about what thing, you can solve nothing. I podcast about mindfulness. I podcast about taking breaths, about meditating, about slowing down. It is an effective tool for training your mind. You train your mind to be educated in body intelligence, in emotional intelligence. This is the way that you are able to bring effective social change, to have constructive conversations. If you are up, arms out, shield up, ready to brawl, to get your opinion across as the right and only one, and are unable to feel into the suffering of those around you, even those you most deem as unlovable, you will be useless. Sometimes we have to take that heart salve and we have to rub it around. We have to meet each other in the middle. How do you do this? Imagine you're having a conversation, you feel real mad, and you know you're right. I invite you to take a deep breath. Oh, I really want to be right right now. Ah! Admit it to yourself. Where do you experience this wanting to be right in your body? Maybe it's in your chest. Maybe it's in your hands, your jaws, a clenching, a tightening, maybe heat in your stomach. Where do you experience? Call out that feeling in your body. What is your emotional state? Anger, sadness, joy, fear, creative, sexual, probably anger. If you get really real with yourself, it could be a mixture of anger and sadness. Could also be joy. They can all exist. Call out that. Now, what is your next thought at the top of your head? Maybe, why is this person so stupid in front of me? What the fuck is wrong with the world? Call it out. Get present with what's going through you, what's moving through you, without needing to judge. Now ask yourself, what would love do? What would love do? This is not a conversation about condoning. This is not a conversation about being a doormat. This is a conversation about getting your mind right so that you can be effective, so that you can facilitate conversations around the issues that you feel most. Your heart bleeds for a cause, for a reason. You are here to speak about it. But you can do very little if you just want to be right. You can be right, but that's all you get. It is no coincidence that the most effective social agents have been those who could be sharp with the tongue and open and deep in their heart. Mahatma Gandhi is one example. Moved the world with love, held fierce. Jesus was, you know, like saying a lot of shit that wasn't popular. And he held with love. I'm not talking about the Jesus that certain Christians might tell you and then they judge people around them. That is not my Jesus. I'm talking about compassion in form. And there have been many, many masters that have shown that. You are one with everyone around you. We are all one. You are no better than the worst. You are no worse than the better. You are love. You are strong. You are fierce. And your heart must stay open wide. Use your sword. Open your heart. Know when and how to remove the shields. Now is the time, darling. I love you, I love you, I love you. Get your mind right. Peace, namaste. Like, share, subscribe.